This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding MOUs today in several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values and profound human sensitivities. The Prime Minister said, today, both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte samay ki har kasoti par khare utre hain. Aaj humne अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है. यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है.
मिस्टर मोदी सेड, टुडे बोथ साइड्स हैव डिसाइडेड टू एस्टैब्लिश द क्रिटिकल एंड इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजीज पार्टनरशिप. मिस्टर नेतन्याहू सेड, इजराइल एंड इंडिया आर बेंट ऑन इनोवेशन. Meanwhile, briefing the media in Jerusalem at the conclusion of the Prime Minister's visit, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that Mr. Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu decided to elevate the existing Joint Commission on Science and Technology to the ministerial level. He said that Mr. Modi's visit to Israel marks a significant milestone in relations between the two countries. The first round of negotiations for the India-Israel Free Trade Agreement FTA concluded successfully in New Delhi today. During the four-day negotiations, both countries engaged in discussions covering a wide range of areas including trade and goods and services, rules of origin, technical barriers to trade, customs procedures, intellectual property rights, digital trade and other key chapters. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has revised the ticket refund norms for airlines. Passengers can now cancel or change air tickets without paying additional charge within 48 hours of making the booking, subject to certain conditions. DGCA said in case of purchase of ticket through travel agent or portal, onus of refund shall lie with the airlines as agents are their appointed representatives. It said the airlines shall ensure that the refund process is completed within 14 working days. Union Minister for Railways today announced two more reforms as part of Indian Railways' resolve to undertake 52 reforms in 52 weeks this year. Addressing a press conference in the national capital, Mr. Vaishnav unveiled the third reform, the Rail Tech Policy, stating that its objective is to promote the large-scale adoption of technology in the railways. He said the aim of the Indian Railways is to engage innovators, startups, industry and institutions to promote innovation in railways. The Supreme Court has sought responses from the Centre and the Election Commission on a plea seeking directions to impose a ceiling on the expenditure by political parties for election purposes. A bench comprising Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi issued notice to the Centre and the poll authority seeking their responses on the petition. The plea said, the absence of any expenditure limit on political parties despite strict limits on individual candidates creates an uneven playing field in electoral contests. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India were 150 for 3 in 12.5 overs against Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 match at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. When reports last came in, Zimbabwe won the toss and elected to bowl. In another group match today, South Africa defeated West Indies by 9 wickets at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.